Hello, welcome to the Practice of Living Awareness and our last meditation for interlude. Just an aside, we always take a week off halfway through the practice, which is at the end of this week. So next week, we invite you to listen to any of the meditations that you feel would suit your mood or your needs in the moment. Those are all on the blog, so feel free to explore on your week without new meditations in your inbox. And one last thing. Next week you will see in your inbox a request for donations. The Practice of Living Awareness is always free, always online, accessible to everyone. But of course, there are costs involved with technology and websites and all of that stuff. So we would appreciate it if you feel so inclined to donate to Spirit Fire. We are an educational nonprofit, a 501c3. And at the end of the year, you will receive a letter with the amount you've donated. You can use that for your taxes. So if that word taxes got you all jacked up, then squared breathing is a perfect remedy. Today we're going to practice a little squared breathing right on the forefront of this meditation, so you've got that exercise readily available. Squared breathing is a technique of breathing that calms the nervous system. It shifts us into our parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest mode. It's called squared breathing because there are equal divisions between the inhale, the exhale, and the spaces between the inhale and the exhale. We're going to go with 4 seconds on each side. You'll see a little diagram of that at the bottom of the blog page, but I'm going to walk you through it. This is such a great exercise used by millions of people. It brings calm to the emotional body. It brings clarity to the mind as a result of optimal use of oxygen and also giving your mind something to do while you're observing, while you're really concentrated on the breath. Another great thing is that you can do this anywhere. Once you've practiced it for a while, if you're in a stressful or tense situation, you can actually just practice squared breathing on your own and nobody will know you're doing it. Now, I find that it's easiest to actually use your hand to form a square, which I will also talk you through. So if you're in line at the grocery store and the people in front of you are driving you nutso, and you're feeling a little tense, you might not use your hand to do squared breathing, but hopefully you've practiced it enough that doing it on your own can just bring a little bit of receptivity into your way of being in the moment. Interestingly enough, the parasympathetic nervous system involves the vagus nerve. This whole vagal complex is also called our social engagement system. So think about that. As we engage socially, we're able to exchange, to respond, to receive, to express. When we are shut down, we are blocked off from the world, or we're in a reactive mode where it's our will and power that's at the forefront of our choices. So squared breathing does so much to just keep us receptive and in relation to the world around us. Just sounds great to me anyway. So a few things before we start. When we think of a square, we think of sharp edges. With squared breathing, we really want to practice being soft. So we might want to think of a square-ish shape, but with rounded edges. And where does the rounded edge come in? Well, you might think that you're taking a deep breath and then holding your breath really with a lot of tension. You know, when someone says, take a deep breath and hold it, at the end of the inhale, there's a real tightness and a real intention to hold, and you can almost feel yourself just grip to hold that breath in. It's really unnecessary. Just simply asking that you hold or pause the breath can be something very relaxed and gentle as an experience. So one way to do that is when you feel on the inhale that the lungs are satiated, that they have enough air, just very gently allow yourself to come to a pause and transition so that the next 4 seconds of the interlude of holding the breath, I don't love that word either, hold sounds a little tense to me, of pausing the breath does not feel stressful, that there's not tension in the body. If you allow the body to be calm and your emotions to be calm, your mind will be very at ease because we're going to be following my voice. You can pause the breath and still allow the body to be relaxed. Then when you exhale, you want to do so in the same way where you're not just all of a sudden releasing all of the air that's in your lungs in a sort of, a burst of release. You want to do it gently. You want to ease into the exhale in the same sort of curved, rounded, gentle way. And do it slowly. The exhale is going to last 4 seconds. You'll find that you probably don't exhale a full exhale with your normal rhythm of breath. Perhaps even a full inhale isn't 4 seconds. So you can really play with it as we're counting and see what the capacity of your lungs are. How much air can your lungs take in 4 seconds? Maybe you need to slow the breath down so that it can be extended to 4 seconds, almost like you're sipping through a straw. And on the exhale, really just wanting to remind yourself that there will be an inhale that will follow, that 4 seconds after the exhale can feel to the body like, what's a good word besides panic? Sometimes the body really gets a little nervous, like, hey, wait a minute, I need another breath. Just stay calm, reassure your psyche, reassure your emotional body, your physical body, that there will be another breath. Just follow the counting. And if it all gets too much, if you find that you're running out of oxygen or there's too much tension, just stop for a minute. Either hit pause on the recording or just rejoin after a few breaths at your own pace. Really try to work with it at your own pace until you can build to the 4 second rhythm that we are going to establish. So for now, I would just invite you to bring some calm to the body. Just really settle into your space, settle into your chair, settle into some gentle rhythms of breath. Relax your face and jaw, your brow and eyelids and tongue, your shoulders. Just feel your feet on the floor, the cushion beneath you. Know you are supported and that you are being supported throughout this meditation. And before we start counting, I want to run the hand motions by you. So just stay in a very sort of meditative state and just listen to my words. Try to follow along either in your mind or try it straight away with your hand. So I usually start with my hand just in front of my belly. And on the inhale, I lift my hand for 4 seconds until it reaches the tip of my nose, not actually touching my nose, just at the level of my nose. So again, from belly to nose in 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then comes the interlude, so the pause, the holding of the breath very gently. For that, I will go from the level of my nose out, moving my hand away from my face, parallel to the floor, so straight out in front of my face for 4 seconds, and that shows me the top of the square. Really, I'm going to be tracing a square with my hand for 4 seconds. So out, not breathing out, but moving my hand out, 2, 3, 4. Then comes the curve, meaning a soft transition, and the exhale. And for that, I'll be moving my hand down once again to the level of my belly, but my arm is out in front of my body. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4. And then on the pause between the exhale and the inhale, I'm moving my hand at the level of my belly, parallel to the floor, from my outstretched hand, moving it in to where I began with my hand in front of my belly. So with my hand, I'm tracing a square. It helps me know where I'm at in the whole process. I tend to be more of a somatic, sort of experiential, visual person. I often do this with my eyes open, at least I did when I started learning squared breathing, which I do all the time to this day. So, I'm going to walk you through just one square using our hands just to try that out. So, hand at the belly, try to find yourself on an inhale in, inhale, 2, 3, 4, and pause. Hand is moving across the top from the nose out, 3, 4. Now the hand is moving down as we exhale, 3, 4. And now the hand is moving in at the level of the belly towards my body, 3, 4. Now that might have been a little bit more than a count for four because I was yapping, but give it a try on your own. I'm not going to talk, I'm just going to move my hand and I'm going to do the count of four again, starting at the belly, moving up to the nose, hand goes out as the pause happens, then hand down as we exhale, and then bringing it back in toward the belly at the pause between the exhale and the inhale. And before we do that, one more thing. You'll notice on an inhale, the reason we're lifting our hand up is on an inhale, there seems to be this sort of wanting for the body to lift. Air comes into the belly, creates more space. There's more space in our spine. In a way, this breathing in to breathe in, inspiration, we're breathing in, it lifts. You'll notice that when you exhale, there's almost a relaxing of the body. There's a settling into the now. We've said that quite a bit, but just settling into that release. And so you can even feel that with your hand. You can sort of relate the way this is feeling somatically with the body as you're moving your hand in the shape of a square. All right, we're just going to do one with our hands just to practice that square. So hand at the belly, and we're going to inhale, 2, 3, 4, pause, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, and pause, 2, 3, 4. I hope that was simple enough for you. Listen, this can take some time to get used to and find the right rhythm, perhaps even the right number of seconds for each part of the square. I wouldn't go any shorter than 3, and I wouldn't go any longer than 6, but everybody's got a different lung capacity, and 4 seconds seems to be an average. It's what we're going to go with here. You could record your own little countdown of the breaths to use while you practice. All right, so we're going to do this for several minutes so that you've got some practice with this. And once again, you feel like you're running out of breath, you feel tense, just stop, find a gentle rhythm in your own breath, and pick it back up when we start with an inhale on a round. Finding yourself at the inhale, hand at the belly, close to the body, and inhale, 2, 3, 4, gentle pause, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, and gently pause, 2, 3, 4. To the inhale, 2, 3, 4. Gently pause, 2, 3, 4. To the exhale, hand moving down and pause, 2, 3, 4. And lift on the inhale, 3, 4. And pause, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4. Gently pause, 2, 3, 4. And inhale, 2, 3, 4. And pause, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. And pause, 2, 3, 4. And inhale, 2, 3, 4. And pause, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4. And pause, 2, 3, 4. And inhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. And pause, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Pause, 2, 3, 4. And take a breather. It really can take some time to find your own rhythm with squared breathing. I would suggest that from here on out, you just stop the meditation, try to count out loud on your own, finding a nice rhythm so that it doesn't become too complicated. You're not overthinking it or over trying. Squared breathing brings forward the beauty of interludes. Perhaps the interlude is you focusing on your breathing and not what's happening in your environment that's stressing you out. Perhaps the interlude is noticing that beautiful space between the breaths. So much activity, even warmth, that's available. So much to experience, really, in many, many ways. And that's for you to discover what there is to discover in that space between the inhale and the exhale. Then there's the interludes between the interludes, that beautiful space where you transition from the inhale to the pause, or the pause to the exhale, the curved parts of the square. Those beautiful transitions can be incredibly alive and rich as far as experience goes. So beyond this being really good for your nervous system, once you find your rhythm, once you get the hang of it, there's really so much to discover. So we're going to sign out with that and allow you to bring forward all that you've learned for the last 7 weeks, to meditate for a week on your own, to meditate right now if you feel like moving forward with something different than squared breathing or trying squared breathing out. So many choices, so many tools. We are ever grateful that you are practicing with us, that you are really bringing the fullness of yourself to your meditation practice, and therefore to your relationships, to your workplace, to your life, to the world. When we say thanks for meditating and the world thanks you, we truly mean it from the depths of our being. So on behalf of Spirit Fire, thank you for being with us, and we will be with you after next week. Be well.